Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sermon text this morning is written in Mark chapter 1, beginning with the 29th verse. Please rise for the reading of the sermon text. And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. And they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. So far our text. Let us pray. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Has anyone ever come to you for help? If you're a mom, chances are good that your children have come to you many times during the day for help, and even during the night. Why do they do this? Because you're a mom. If you have a truck, people will come to you for help moving things. Why? Well, because you're that guy with a truck. In our sermon text, it seems as if everyone is coming to Jesus for help. This is because he isn't only a man, but also the Son of God. Jesus, as true God, has complete power over everything and everybody. In our text, we see that Jesus manifested his almighty power over sickness, Satan, and sin. There are some questions to answer here. Jesus had just preached in the synagogue on the Sabbath. He had just healed a man who was demon-possessed. The people wondered, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." How could Jesus do this? Who was he? Jesus was able to do this because he is the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. He is eternal, all-powerful, all-knowing, and present everywhere. He is the creator of the world. In the person of Christ, the whole fullness of the deity dwells bodily. This is the man who entered the house of Simon and Andrew. He was immediately told about Simon's mother-in-law, who was sick. It's Luke, who was a physician, who writes that she had a high fever. Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. From experience, we all know that recovery from a high fever takes a couple days. The fact that she served right away shows that Jesus performed a miracle, completely restoring Peter's mother-in-law to full health. This miracle gives us specific comfort that our compassionate yet powerful Jesus has control over sickness. After the Sabbath was over at dusk, the whole city of Capernaum came to Jesus, bringing the sick to him. Jesus then healed many who were sick with various diseases. Christ's miracles point to something even greater than just physical healings. Under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Matthew wrote that Jesus performed these miracles to fulfill the Old Testament prophecies about him. He is the promised Messiah. His real mission wasn't to be a super healer for the people. The reason he performed miracles was to identify himself as the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Jesus didn't only heal those who were sick, but also those who were possessed by demons. We might wonder why there are so many cases of demon possession during Jesus' time. The devil knew that Christ was in the world. He wanted to do everything he could to prevent Christ from accomplishing salvation for all mankind. This could, in part, explain why there seems to have been more cases of possession during Christ's earthly ministry. Jesus silenced the demons because he didn't want them to proclaim about concerning who he was. Instead, he wanted the people to understand who he was by his words and works. We don't necessarily hear much about demon possession in America today. I think in America, the devil attacks less by demon possession and more by feeling and providing a feeling of security. When life is trouble-free, it's easy to become spiritually lazy. Our sinful nature is apathetic towards God's word. The devil likes this. The easier life seems, the easier it is for us to forget about our faith. Does it matter that our adult children don't know Christ? Is church just a nice service for us to go to as we wait out our years? Do we just go through the motions of worship and forget that we are in God's presence? The devil uses our lazy, sinful nature to cause us to become apathetic to God's word. Regardless of the questions we might have about demon possession, we have no reason to fear. Jesus says to you, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me." Christ manifested his power over the demons and wouldn't even let them speak. As true God, Jesus has complete authority over evil angels, just as he has authority over the creation and universe. Jesus casts them out, and they must obey him. Jesus silences them and keeps them from speaking. By faith in Christ, who has authority and complete control over demons, we are kept safe. Jesus says, "You hear my voice. I know you. You follow me. I give you eternal life, and you will never perish. No one will snatch you out of my hand." Jesus has you in his hand. He will let no harm befall you. After healing the sick and casting out demons, Jesus rose early in the morning for prayer. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place. And there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him. And they found him and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." Instead of saying, "You're right, I should go heal more people," Jesus says, "Let us go on to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." This answer may have been surprising to the disciples, but Jesus didn't come to show his power over sickness or cast out demons. He came to be the Savior and preach the good news about his holy life, death, and resurrection. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. He wasn't to stay in one specific area during his ministry, but share his message with others. The people were amazed at Christ's miracles, but Jesus drew attention to the words he spoke. Just as he took Simon's mother-in-law's hand to heal her, healed the sick, and cast out demons, he also heals you. He heals you by his word. Through his word, he preaches to you today about his perfect life that he lived in your place. Jesus didn't come to use his divine power selfishly. Jesus even said, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus gave his life for all upon the cross. He paid the penalty that we deserve, buying us back with his precious blood and innocent death. As true God, his death paid for the sins of the entire world. The reason that Christ performed miracles was to show beyond reasonable doubt that he is truly the Savior. He is the Savior who has complete authority over sin. As proof, Jesus didn't stay in the grave, but rose again on the third day. His resurrection manifests or reveals that he truly and completely paid for your sins, and that you will rise again with him. It is in heaven that we will be completely healed and made whole, free from any form of sin, evil, or sickness. Jesus' power over sin is manifested to you through his word. Christ doesn't promise that we will be healed from our sickness today, but he does promise that he is with you and will be with you throughout your lives in his word. He promises that you're forgiven. In confession and absolution this morning, he spoke to you. He absolved you. Did you not hear him say, "I forgive you all of your sins"? When water was applied to your head in baptism, you maybe can't remember if you cried or not, but you heard. You believed. You received what God said. When you receive the body and blood, you know what he said. He gave himself for the forgiveness of sins. In Epiphany, we learn about Jesus manifesting or making it evident that he is our God and Savior. He was more than a mere man who could work miracles, but true God. As true God, Jesus manifested his almighty power not only over sickness and Satan, but even our sin. Christ speaks to us today and reveals his power. Just as children go to their mom for help, or people moving to the guy with a truck, we know who can help us. Christ heals us through his word. His word reveals his power over your sin. He died for you. He rose again. He is your Savior. He has power over sickness, Satan, and sin. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.